Oh, you're awake. Whoa there. Calm down. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. Everything's gonna be okay. Okay. So, I'm gonna guess that you're probably very disoriented right now, right? You're not sure where you are, and everything you see, the whole world around you looks very, very big, right? Okay. And maybe you're even feeling a little overstimulated. Everything you see and hear and smell has like too much detail. Am I getting close? Okay. That's just your brain trying to adjust to your new size. It should calm down in a little bit. Everything's gonna be okay. Do you remember your name? Good. And do you remember me? That's right. Last night we went on a date. You got a little tipsy, and maybe it's a little foggy after that. Yeah, that's what I thought. So here's the thing. Last night was incredible. I've never met anyone like you. You were so sweet and thoughtful and smart, and physically, you're like exactly my type. Honestly, I fell completely, absolutely head over heels in love with you. I really did. I know that it was only our first date, and this sounds a little crazy, but it genuinely felt like you had become a part of me. I've never felt anything even close to that level of chemistry. You were like a puzzle piece suddenly clicking into place, and you made me feel whole for the first time. You healed me. Do you have any idea how rare and powerful that is? This world is just full of hatred and misery and despair, and you were like a perfect, wonderful ray of light. And maybe that's why I kinda decided to keep you. The details of how it happened aren't really that important, but let's just say that I have access to a method of size reduction, and I sorta used it on you last night. I know this is all super weird, and I know this isn't normal, but I couldn't. You changed my life, and I had to hold on to that, no matter what. I've wanted this for so long and so hard that I couldn't just leave it up to fate or the universe or whatever. Can you understand that? I mean, after how you made me feel and how you changed me, how you connected to me, the idea of being apart from you or risking random chance taking you away from me, I couldn't even imagine it. Honestly, it might have destroyed me. It might have absolutely destroyed me. And I'm not sure how I could come back from that. And maybe that sounds grandiose or dramatic, but it's the truth. The honest to God truth. So, you can see my dilemma. Anyway, the good part about you being in this adorable little package is that I can always keep you close to me. I never have to worry about where you are or who you're talking to. I never have to be jealous or worried. I can just take care of you. I can protect you. I can keep you safe. I can love you the way you were meant to be loved. Doesn't that sound exciting? Oh, well, I kind of guessed you might feel that way. I mean, all of this is kind of a big shock, but I know that you're just confused right now, and in your heart you'll feel like I do. I just have to show you yourself who you really are. I tell you what, let me just scoop you up for a second. Whoop! Aw, you're so cute in my hand, like a little doll. You poor helpless thing. We're just gonna take a little walk, okay? I'll try to be as gentle as possible because this is gonna feel very fast to you. You okay? You're really squirming, huh? You've got to calm down, sweetie. You're going to fall down if you're not careful. And I'm guessing that's a couple of stories from your perspective. So if you keep biting and scratching like that, I might just have to give you a little squeeze. And I'm not exactly sure how much pressure your little body can take. Wouldn't want to crack a rib cage. And here we are. This is going to be your new home. Right behind that glass. You see? I know it's not much right now, and it kind of smells like a hamster, but when we get it all fixed up, you're going to be super cozy in there, I promise. I mean, you trust me, right? Good. That's a good little pet. I really hope it's starting to sink in. I hope you genuinely comprehend this is your new life. It's really happening. It's really true. There's no cure. There's no way to go back. No one knows where you are. No one knows where to look. And there's really, truly no escape. Which is honestly for both of our safety. I mean, out there you'd be a freak. No one would ever look at you the same. And if you didn't get stepped on or eaten by a cat, you'd probably get dissected in some government lab. And I gotta tell you, that would hurt my heart. I'd be devastated. Plus, I really can't risk you going to the police. I mean, first I'd have to shrink them to protect myself, and then maybe I'd have to shrink some of your loved ones to teach you a lesson. You know, flush them down the toilet, put them in the blender. It's just too much work, too messy. And we can keep this so simple if you're obedient and don't resist. You can be pampered and loved and cared for. You'll never have to work another day in your life. But if you test me, if you try my patience, if you ever try to hurt me or leave me, I might get emotional, and things could go very, very wrong for you. Hey, look me in the eyes. I'm your life now. I am your world. I don't expect you to love me right away. I can't tell you how to feel, but I do expect your complete and total obedience. Do you understand me? Good. You are just the cutest little critter. I could eat you up. I mean, I guess at this size I literally could, but that's silly. I know this is all a lot to take in, sweetie. It's a lot to get used to, but you will get used to it. You're going to adjust and open your heart, and we're going to make this a home. It was meant to be. Now, how about we get you out of those silly clothes? You won't be needing those anymore. Let's just set you down on the nightstand here. Okay, arms up. Let's just peel these off. Nice and careful. There's that cute little body. What if I just squeezed your little... Oh God, the look on your face. You are such a cutie. Now take off those undies. Come on. There we go. See, that wasn't so hard. Everything will be just fine as long as you do what I say. Now let's just toss these old clothes in the trash. See? Don't you feel nice and free now? Unrestricted, just as God made you. I tell you what, since you were a good boy, I'll give you a reward. I'll take off my clothes, too. Now we can both just be natural and really get to know each other. Okay? Ta-da! You like what you see? Hey, wait, where'd you go? Oops! Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to just toss my panties on you. Maybe you can use those as a blanket tonight. Come here, sweetie. Climb up on my tummy. Let's just get a good look at you. There you go. Careful now. Good boy. Oh, wow. You are quite the little specimen, aren't you? My special little guy. And I have you all to myself. Aw, now don't be shy. Stand up straight. Arms to the side. Mommy wants to see all of you. Very nice. Come here. Walk forward a little. Let me just scoot you up here. There we are. My boobs are kind of like big old pillows you can rest on, aren't they? Can you feel my heart beating? You know, I bet you are kind of hungry after going through so much. Why don't you just let mommy feed you? Put your mouth right on the nipple. You can do it. Honey, what did we just talk about? You don't want a punishment, do you? Well, I suggest you do it now. Right now. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? That's right, sweetie. It's all for you. Drink up. Oh, good boy. Get all of Mama's milk. Oh, God, your little tongue. I don't even... Oh, God. Oh, yeah, the other one. The other one. Oh, yes, that's the spot. Good boy. You're such a good boy. Oh, God. Oh, well, you have some very unique talents, little one. But you know what? Now I'm feeling kind of hungry. I think I have... Is it in this drawer? Found it. Oh, this? Oh, it's just a little bit of strawberry frosting. And I think I know just the thing to... Gotcha. Oh, don't squirm, sweetie. I'm not going to swallow you, probably. Let's just get you in there, all nice and coated. Make you nice and bright pink. Every little nook and cranny. Yep, there we are. Now you're double sweet. Now let's clean you up. First, your little toes. All up and down your legs. You are delicious, babe. You really like to wiggle, don't you? How do you like it? I really think you're about the same size as my tongue. What if I just rolled you around in there? Do you like that? What if I just taste this one little part here? He's very happy, isn't he? I think somebody got a little excited and made a little frosting of their own. See? That wasn't so bad, was it? Let me wipe you off a little bit and get you nice and dry. There we go. Who's mommy's good boy? That's right, you are. Aww. Now there's something we need to do. We need to just make sure people know that you're mine. Let's sit you down right here. Now, I need you to get on all fours and put that little bum in the air. Right now. There we go. That's a good boy. Now this might sting a little bit, but you have to stay still. If I could just get the right angle. See, I used to do this with ants when I was little. There we go. Oh, sweetie, I know it burns. Just a little more. Okay. All done. Aw, I'm sorry, baby. Let mommy make it better. Well, what I did is use a little magnifying glass to mark you as mine. Want to see? I think I have a compact mirror here. Hold up. Okay, turn around. There you go. Isn't it the cutest? Now, every time we look at those cute little buns, we'll both be reminded of our special bond. Isn't that the greatest? I just want to pinch him all the time. God, we're going to have so much fun. Oh, you know what? We still need to get you some tiny little furniture. We got to go to the toy store. And maybe while we're there, we can buy a couple little dresses so I can just carry you around like a little dolly. You'd have to stay very still, though. I'll tell you what. For now, let's just put you in a nice, safe place where you won't cause too much trouble. You know where. Right down here. Mm-hmm. It might be a little, moist, but, oh, there we go. Hey, you fit pretty well in there. Like a little groundhog popping his head out. Now, I know it's going to be dark and a little scary, but until I know you can behave, I've got to keep you somewhere safe. I'm going to pull on my panties now, okay? Are you okay? Good boy. Don't wiggle around too much. You might get your mommy excited, and she doesn't really know her own strength yet. Oh, don't worry, sweetie. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be just fine.